superhero. When we waffle on FIBAR Radio.
Take a walk together.
You want some pussy? Fucking two right. I grabbed you straight away. Ball it ball. Two fingers up the ass and a thumb up the foufleray.
Welcome to When We Waffle with Cat Fox.
Howdy.
And Laurie Peterson.
Hello.
That fucking door.
That bloody door.
You're getting whams if it has a much more successful podcast than this.
Quite possible.
Who's the other guys? I love the door. I want to give you a 9-album deal, door. Just goes clunk. Oh. Bonfire night.
Woohoo!
Or Guy Fawkes night. Did you used to do that as a kid? Penny for the guy and all that. So things are a bit too old for me, perhaps. I was just into rockets.
Oh, I did penny for the guy.
Did you?
Yeah, I got one of my granddad's old suits.
With her guitar. Tangle.
Yeah, packed his suit with sort of like bits of dust and newspaper and stood outside a newsagent with my friend. Penny for guy!
So I can get cider!
But in those days, it was literally a penny, so we didn't make millions, unfortunately.
Just enough of penny chews and licorice chews. The name of old sweets were just disgusting, weren't they? Like when your dad used to say, oh, I used to get, like, horse ring or something like that.
Horse's eye. Remember that, son?
Awful. Yeah.
Awful bits.
Awful candy.
You can still get pink shrimps, can't you? Marshmallow shrimps?
Yeah, that's...
What is even that?
It's just basically packing foam.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It's bananas as well, isn't it? But, yeah, God, I used to go mad over that stuff. But it all tastes the same after your ninth banana.
What about jawbreakers? You needed to dislocate your jaw to get them in.
Yeah, like biggest snake.
And... And quite
you were
disgusting.
Very vulnerable when you were eating.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, the SAS are told not to eat them before they store them anywhere.
That's right.
Who's in there? Are you terrorists?
Yeah, because once one of those sweets where once you start, you've got to see it through to the end.
You're committed.
Yeah.
And don't you always have to take it out like every 5 minutes to see what colour it was?
Because they'd change.
And like all this slobber
would
come out.
A long bridge of stringy slob still attached to it as your mates all dry rich.
Is this green?
Well, people that used to, like at school, they used to put in like 3 packets of chewing gums in their mouth. And they go, this massive sweaty ball of just guns.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what is, because Guy Fawkes and all that lot, that night, I guess, they used to try and shift toffee apples on us as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember thinking, get rid of the apple.
Yeah.
You're on a deal there.
Yeah.
Why don't you want an apple? And there was gross apples in the middle of them and hot dogs and you get a little bit of food. But it was magical because we don't celebrate enough stuff in this country and we seem to celebrate everything like there, don't we? Halloween, fireworks and Christmas and you're done!
Pancake Day.
Oh, yeah, shows.
Yeah, but there isn't the build-up to Pancake Day that there is to Halloween.
There is. We're outside the shop with a pancake. Ready for the pancake! Will you toss my pancake? Right. But what was your normal one? Because I remember, because the nights go in and you know, it's obviously dark and that, but I remember it being so exciting at school. And I remember they set the big television up so we could all watch a Doctor Who very quickly before they lit the bonfire and stuff. What are your memories of, did the Irish Centre have a bonfire night?
I don't remember the Irish Centre having one, but I do remember we used to make a deal of it on our street. Not many people did. They used to go to organised bonfires, and where I lived, there was a massive one at Rounday Park. Yeah, and we were all, you'd all go there, but we used to do one at home, and my dad, God bless him, he was like the one in charge. He'd go rip down fences and all that kind of stuff and set off this massive fire in the back garden. We'd invite our cousins, and we'd have jacket potatoes in silver foil, which was nice, and we'd always do bobbin apples.
Yeah, that's another one, yeah.
Again, quite disgusting, really. As a kid, putting your head in a plastic bucket...
In November
to try and catch
7
an apple
at night.
With your tiny teeth.
I wonder if anybody got frozen to it. Just stuck in it.
Possibly.
With his tiny teeth.
Yeah.
What was his teeth?
Stopper in the mouth. Hold that.
Because you had kids' teeth then, didn't you? You didn't have normal teeth. And you'd pull out the apple and there'd be like someone else's saliva attached. There was a lot of saliva going on.
Well,
what about that?
We're breeding better people because we're all like immune to every single.
What about that gay guy's Guy Fawkes Day we went to? He had a big in his back garden. He had
a big fringe.
Built a big.
<I'm fine>.
Oh, don't bring that man up again. God.
Kiss me. I love the way that he's like an ethereal, like walks the spirit planes, but at the same time is like, I've got a phone, ring me. Not quite in the new Poltergeist, that bit.
Yeah.
I've got a phone, ring me.
So, Laurie, you're on about that bonfire event we went to in Swindon, wasn't it?
Yeah, this gay guy who owned a pub, and he wanted to make a theatrical statement, so he built literally a house made out of wood in his back garden.
Two stories.
Sure, it was just his house.
Two stories.
You turned up and went like, oh, this is called
burn it down. And he did a show in it. Like da, da, da.
Like a musical.
A musical.
Music pumping, wasn't there?
Sounds fabulous.
Bit of Robbie Williams, I remember. Let Me Entertain You was the opening.
And then he set a light to it.
Yeah, and it was so hot, everyone's faces were burned by the end of it.
Melting. Yeah, it was good, that.
It was really exciting.
Yeah, that was good.
Laurie, what did you do as a kid for Bonfire Night?
I used to do fires. Make fires and that.
Just like a poo on people's doorsteps. You know,
people's
you said
houses.
Like,
you know, indoor fireworks.
Trick or treat, bonfire night, whatever. All your mates. Body popper.
On the estate, we used to go and we used to do this thing called World War III. Where
what
we would do, we'd get rockets and we'd have
mass as many as the other.
There'd be about 15, 20 people on one side of the road and 15 on the other near this pub, and we'd just launch fireworks at each other and stuff like that.
What?
Lancashire.
Bloody heck.
That was a big state on the race course.
Did your mum know you were doing this?
No. And then... I remember my mate got hit by an air bomb in the face. That wasn't... He caught... He put his ear and that. And then...
That's what happens when you launch fireworks at each other.
And then... what's the other thing? But they didn't know, but we had an air bomb underneath a bin, which we turned a big bin upside down and had these air bombs. And one of their side came round at the wrong time and that bin went off and probably went up about 20, 30 foot in the air.
What?
And then I landed on him.
Happy Guy Fawkes tonight. I've got to burn your house down.
It was literally that. Just rockets going past your head like... Insane. It's very dangerous.
I went to a fireworks night and it was for an old boss I'd had and I'd been fired for not feeding the cats.
You should be.
Yeah, oops. Quite right, Ellie. And I said I had, and I hadn't, which made it even worse. And then he fired me, and I didn't see him for about 3 months. And then he sent a message saying, you know, come, all's forgiven, let's start again, come. So I turned up to this farm up in the middle of Hertfordshire, and everybody's round in a circle. And Mark designs furniture. He sort of uses wrought steel and stuff, and And he'd made all these beautiful racks, launch racks, where you just put the firework on. Mm. And he'd gone out and he'd bought lots of really expensive fireworks. And he said, hey, Terry, you know, just help yourself to a firework. No worries, man. So I plunged this thing into, like, the core of the earth. Didn't see the racks at all. I mean, I just literally split a tectonic plate, like, ramming this thing. Lit it, 50 quid's worth. Just don't... It doesn't go anywhere. And it's going...
That.
And I remember the farmer who's passed away just recently went, what fucking idiot's done that? And it went off on the ground and everybody had to hit the deck. And not only did it go off, it went off like a firework does. So it went boof, da-doof, boof, zoom, boom, boom. And everybody was on the floor. Kids were crying because it was a big gunpowder, like bom, bom, bom.
Those big ones that go off in the sky.
Literally, like, we'll need, like, quite a bit. And I remember, like, people running around with their ears going, beep! Just the farmer going, who, what fucking idiot did that? And I'm like, I have no idea. See you later, bye! Absolutely not bad.
God. I do love fireworks.
Me
though.
Too. It's a nice night. It's a great night. And especially because it's a bit clear. You know, you've got Orion up there, you've got all those star systems, really lovely nights, and it's a great thing to do. Although Britain's a bit hit and miss, isn't it, in the way sometimes it will just piss down constantly.
I remember as a kid, there used to be a firework where it'd go off and a little man on a parachute would come down. Did you ever have that?
That rings a bell, yeah.
Was it a little man on a parachute, or was it just a lantern, little parachute?
Da-da!
Little gay guy, let me...
Yeah. I don't think they do them anymore. I don't know.
My mate said they saw Robbie Williams tell a really dirty story on Graham Norton
yes.
the other day.
And it put really, me...
Yeah, all right, that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, actually, two people have spoke to me about it. My friend Jackie said it rocked her. She was like a bit like, you dirty bastard.
Oh, really? No, opposite for me. Oh.
What,
really?
You were like, I want to be that maid.
Well, I just think showing off about getting a hand job off a cleaner that you didn't know is a good thing to share.
Yeah.
As a parent.
Oh, you're going all mum's net now.
Yeah, maybe like, I am.
Dinosaurs are bad for the environment.
Maybe I am. You see, I used to really fancy the pants off Robbie Williams until he got married and had kids, and then I went straight off
him. I found
your
autograph of that you got off him in the loft the other day.
To Katrina. Love Robbie. Love Robo.
And do you know who got me that?
Robo Plop.
Do you know who got me that autograph?
You?
Chris Moyles.
Oh.
So we'll stop talking about
yeah,
that
right.
now.
Across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
Across the board.
Couple of cards.
Tonight.
Well, he used to, because I was at Stoke-on-Trent University and Robbie was from Stoke.
Yeah.
And he used to play football with some of the lads.
Yeah.
On campus, but I never got to see him. And then Chris was doing local radio at the time, and he happened to see Robbie Williams walk past the train station and went, oh, can I have your autograph, my mate? Didn't know who Chris was or anything. And I got it. I was like, that way!
Yeah.
I was well chuffed.
Yeah. Well, what it's about that one I got you of Chris Christopherson and, forget about these.
Chris Christopherson? What, Barbara?
Yeah. From Convoy.
Barbara Streisand?
No. Was she with him?
No. Yeah, they did an album, didn't they? They did an album together. Oh, there is quite a few albums that Chris did with women where he was just about to snog them.
Yeah, you could feel it, couldn't you?
She rung up last week, Brian Streisand.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's Brian Streisand here. Of course, who could forget this one?
Oh, dear.
I got tickets for Brian Streisand. Really cheap.
I'd pay to see Brian Streisand.
I am a Brian in love.
Oh, that tickled me.
Should we take a call?
Yes. What?
It's Gary Carr! Is that you?
Gary, is that you?
Yeah!
Where are you?
I'm in the bath! Can you hear? Oh, I've got a really dirty!
Oh, How did that happen?
I shit myself.
Right. Brian, no.
And then it went there.
What?
Oh, we've got a new phone.
Right.
What did that say that?
Nothing.
Right.
Are you having fun? Are you having fun in there?
Yeah.
My phone's ringing now.
Oh.
Hi, Laurie. It's me, Professor Brian Cox. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Gary's. We've just been to Phones World and got Gary a new phone. He's just ringing Kat on the other line. Yeah. You hang up now. Go. Oh, all right. America! That's amazing. Got him like a little Nokia 4000. Science is amazing. Doesn't matter where you are on the planet or how alone you truly feel. As long as you have a cell phone or a smartphone, you're in contact. Don't you think that's amazing? Cat, sorry. We're just in the bath at the minute. I'm just washing him. He's covered in shit. But I don't mind. I get involved, you know. But I can't ring in next week, Kat.
Why?
I'm just going back to my science programme.
Aww.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
I am, but I've been in Oldham too long now, so I'm just going to have like a little bit of a break, you know. Do some science programmes, and then I'll be back to Oldham sort of like more towards Christmas time.
What science programmes are you doing?
I'm doing the sky.
What channel was that?
Sky.
Right.
We'll get that Sky Plus, won't we?
Yeah. It's all about how in the air, there's no ground. It's sky. Amazing. So I'm doing that for Sky. I'm doing it. It's a 3-week shoot. So I'll be back after that to talk about things. No, Gary. No. Oh, he's standing up. No, if you want to go to the toilet, you get out. Oh, no. Oh, God. Just going to the toilet now. He's going to have a quick wee. I don't mind as long as he gets out. Oh, no, correction. Not a wee. Oh, God, Gary, don't... Oh, fucking hell. I don't want to look at you while I'm doing it. Oh, dear. Oh, veins on his neck. He looks like a lizard person. Oh, anyway. It's bonfire night, isn't it? And it's amazing. Bonfire night is basically a night where we all get together because some poor bastard couldn't blow up a bastard with a ton of money, which is a change that we all celebrate that, which is weird. But I think fireworks have sort of usurped the Guy Fawkes, if you will, hasn't it? You know. When's the last time you went to a fireworks?
5 years ago.
And you, Kat?
Probably a couple of years ago.
Right.
You?
It's every night in my house we have indoor fireworks, don't we? Because I'm a scientist. I'm guaranteed that, you know, they're called indoor fireworks, but they just look like turds, really. And once you finish doing it, you probably have to open the window for about an hour. But otherwise, it's amazing, yeah. So, you know, we're just taking it easy, and I'm enjoying my last sort of like a couple of days, and then I'll go back to London after the weekend.
Oh, we'll miss you, Brian.
I know, everybody will. But it's only a greater evil, isn't it? So more people can see how brilliant I am on my science programmes. Amazing. Then I'm off to North Korea.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just a holiday.
Right.
It's because I look like a North Korean. Anyway, amazing and brilliant and all that sort of stuff. But on a serious note, fireworks can be lit and also alight. So be very careful this year with your fireworks. I love a sparkler, don't you?
Oh, I love sparklers. In big desserts, especially.
You are?
You know, have you never had a Knickerbocker Glory with a sparkler?
Oh, right, yeah. Amazing, yeah. Fucking love a sparkler, especially if there's a sweet at the end of it. It's amazing. Well, listen, I'm going to go because Gary's getting to a really difficult bit. I think he needs, like, a, you know, some help or something. I just massage him a bit, you know, it helps it all come out. Like water shoots and stuff like that. But listen, keep yourselves really, really sciencey this autumn and be aware that, you know, driving on the road's hazardous and shit like that. Stay amazing.
Take care, Brian.
All right, bye. Can you hear? Fuck off, Gary. Seriously, that's my mum's.
Guess what's starting?
What?
Garang tang ta gang ta tang tang tang.
Yes! Yes. Do you know what that means, Laurie?
I'm a celebrity.
Yay! Do 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 do. And of course, you know.
If it bleeds, we can cut it.
Yeah, we've put up a huge thing for it this year to be a little bit more aggressionalized. They'll be met by Christopher Biggins and Arnold Schwarzenegger and just to mix it up, maybe Len from. Len's leaving.
Yeah, yeah, it's getting on a bit, isn't he?
What the fuck are we going to do?
Len?
Sorry, I've skitched over to Strictly. So Len's going to be there in fatigues, waiting for him, and then he'll show him like their range of weapons they can have before they go in the jungle. And he'll be like, right, this is a 7mm. Right, you use it long range, short range, medium range. That's your grenade launcher. And of course, just a quick speech now from Arnold, and then Arnold gives him that whole, most of you are gonna die here. You want to go back, especially you, Dean Gaffney, and you, Brazier. What is that guy, Brazier?
Jeff Brazier.
Jeff Brazier should be like the first one to get in there. Jeff Brazier and that other guy, Joe Swash, they just seem to walk around the planet going, if you want to win 500 quid.
Exactly.
That's all they even do. I saw fucking Joe like walking a dog down there, and he goes, I like walking my dog down the downs. And I know a lot of you guys like walking your dog too. He's not getting like 500 quid to do that. It's like bonkers.
I know. He just pitches up once a year just doing that.
I like to make cups of tea. I know all of you guys like to make tea as well. Oh, man, what's your favourite kind of tea?
That's all they do. And Jeff Brazier's like constantly got like a fishing wire attached to his top, just going, just disappears straight away, and he's walking some Mauritius.
If you want to win, he just talks the same as well.
What are those guys like in a club, like when they meet each other and they're just like,
oh man, what are you working on lately? Oh, la, la. Just walking up and down, telling people that I'm what I'm doing, innit? I got to empty a bin. It's Tuesday. I got it wrong. It was the recycling bin. Oh, no.
I think he will die first.
And you got to talk to Christopher Biggins, who won it last year, who's covered in scars like the bloke off Avatar.
Pure tattoos.
It's some badass bush out there. Of course I won by beheading him at the last minute. Oh, easy for you to say. Didn't he get in trouble recently for saying something a bit?
Yeah, on Celebrity Big Brother, he said something quite surprising.
What?
About bisexuals and the AIDS virus.
Oh, God.
Which I don't think he's malicious. I think it just came out wrong.
Did it?
But he said what he said and he's now had to lie.
Biggins came out wrong, full stop.
That's when he got the tattoo of the jungle.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course I'm ousted now, aren't I? So I've got nothing to lose! You will start on my second whistle. Just loads of people running out. Jeff Brazier's top's fallen off already.
Oh, man. Gonna get killed, innit?
You have to get across the stream, reach the other side, without being killed.
Without being killed.
I can see, like, Christopher Biggins, like, using a straw, and his arse is kind of bobbing on the top.
Oh, yeah, like a hippopotamus. Yeah. And there's a straw out of his bum as well. Well, both ends. Yeah. Every day you've got to do something really extreme, and then at the end the predator gets released.
Yeah. To get food for your camp this week, you have to
snog
me! Yeah. Of course, you have to kiss my bumhole! It's like everyone's like, these tasks are very bumhole and kissy related.
We have to who's the predator sometimes.
Not yet, darling. 3 weeks of this shit. Is there 3 weeks or two?
Three, I think. It goes on a while.
Now, Len, what's Len going to do when Len stops doing what Len stops doing? Because Len, I mean, Len likes to do what Len likes to do, doesn't he? I mean, no, Len, and Len's always like, Len, lend me your ear, lend me your car, lend us a fiver. Len.
He's a bit of a plonker, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and where does Len stop and Bruce Forsyth begin?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, people come out here. They come to this country. They bring pasta. They should just be eating mashed potato.
That's what his whole rhetoric is like.
It shouldn't be having, like, a smash get smashed. It shouldn't be, like, bringing in, like, donchiladas and all that sort of stuff. Because we don't want that in this country. We want a nice foxtrot. Am I right?
God, have you been listening to him on
Len,
Radio 2?
Len.
Well, remember when him and Len and Er was on the panel?
Arlene.
Yeah!
I love Arlene. She's brilliant.
You came here on your legs. You put one in front of the other and you leant forward. Yes, she did lean, and that's what I'm saying. She shouldn't have leant. No! Fucking did lean! Well, if you don't mind, what I'm saying.
He should be on a bloody allotment. He shouldn't be, like, telling people. He says, everything's like...
I mean, I don't mind people wearing shorts in summer, but come fucking on. Len don't wear no fucking shorts. Len.
I listened to it. He was on, like, Magic FM or something. He did a whole spout. It was just... I didn't know what he was going on about.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I remember this song when I was a kid. Good, you know, the country was full of, like, proper people. You know what I mean? Saying no more. And, you know, you knew what you were getting in those days.
God. Yeah, he's always just a bit disappointing when he's being himself. His opinions really let him down.
Yeah.
I think. No one's interested, Len.
I mean, you say that, Kat. Don't you fucking say that. But, I mean, Len is as Len does, and Len does what Len does, and Len does what he does. He does he do.
But he doesn't doody-do.
No, of course he don't. Well, not. I'm kind of angry.
Greetings, third world fuck-ups. It's me, Donald Trump. With no further ado, it's more tales from Cincinnati Street. After the Nazis had left Cincinnati Street, there was just a little bit of hoo-haring and putting back together, people rebuilding their lives, if you will. But one thing remained, my beautiful track. It was everywhere. MTV, VH1, VH1 Plus, MTV Plus, MTV Plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus minus take away divide by. All of them guys were playing it constantly, all over the place. But the pressure was on for me to write the most ultimate song of all time follow-up single. I didn't want to be known as a one-hit wonder, so me and Putin went back to Trumpeter, and Putin brought his little guitar, and we just strummed out lots of things over and over again. But I couldn't find anything. We started a concept album called 1872, like when people could be what they wanted to be. You know, when you could just kiss a woman until she changed her mind? Much like when you flip a frog on its back, paralysis. Kiss it long enough, changes his mind. Am I right? We played and played constantly, but nothing really stuck. And then the phone rung. Hello? Hello? Donald? It's Hillary. Hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you since I rescued you and all that shit and stuff. I was going to call, but, you know, I thought I'd give you a little... Listen, I can't see you anymore. What? I can't see you anymore. Listen, we're not right for each other. You need to go and find someone else. Whatever I said, and I kind of laughed because it didn't really bother me. I put the phone down and I went over and I told Putin what had happened. What? The fucking bitch dump you? Fucking kill her. Am I right?
No, you're not wrong. I pulled him by the willy. Bang. No, I'm not bothered in the slightest. I went out on the poop deck of Trump Peter just to try and look at the city. I'll be back in a minute, Putin. It's not bothering me in the slightest. But inside, I was falling apart. Over the weeks, I got to know Hillary, her vaping, her lazy eyes, her lazy eyelid, her lazy eyebrows, her lazy mouth, her lazy nose. And I'd fallen in love. Hey, you want a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? No, Putin, I gotta go for a walk. I walked the streets, over bridges, boulevards, underpasses. I couldn't shake it. Inside, I was hurt. And then it came to me. I wasn't quite sure. And then I went back to Trump Peter as fast as I could. I said, no, wake up. I went to his little dog basket, woke him up. Wake up, get up. Listen to do, do, do. And he was like, okay, I'll get that. So that's a G and an F, and that's okay. And we started writing the most amazing song. The next day was our gig at a huge venue in New York, which I can't... Madison Square Gardens, that's it. Everybody was there, billions of people. I looked out, and I started to play the song that would change everything. Amazing. 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 This is for Hillary. It's been a long, hard year since I've seen your face. You say you're doing fine. I still recall Sad Cafe. How it hurts to see you cry. I didn't want to say goodbye. Said goodbye, love, and we still remain. Said goodbye, love, roses never fade. And then Beauty was like fucking rocking out on his double-breasted guitar like fucking magic, like pouring out like electricity. And suddenly, in the middle of the crowd, I saw Hillary. Just the vape I saw first. I thought it was Cliff Richard, but it wasn't. It was Hillary. She was looking butt right at me. And it was love. We finished the gig and we were on a high. I high-fived Putin straight in the forehead. Psh, didn't see that coming, you fuck up. Pulled his willy toward. Bang. We laughed, and he went back to his own... he's getting quite an ego, people. He went back to his own changing room. But Hillary was nowhere to be seen. I was crestfallen. I went back, and I started to take my clothes off so I was going to have a shower and get rid of the sweat of the gig, and suddenly there was a knock at the door. I looked at the bottom of the door, and there was just a vape pouring in. I opened it. Hello, stranger. Hello, Hillary. Did you see my song? I started a song. It was fucking great, eh? You want some pussy? Fucking too right. I grabbed her straight away. Volleyball. Two fingers up the ass and a thumb up the foufleuray. Woo-hoo! Spun her around like a Harlem Globetrotter and threw her on the bed. Fucking gave her six of the best fucking seconds of her life. That was it, people. Remember, tune in next week for more shit and stuff. Until then, do right and do all fucking... See you later, you bunch of fuck-ups. Send her my love. Send it out.
Dirty, 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 dirty! What about him in the jungle?
Oh, he'd be fucking electric.
All right,
I think he'd be too, trying to hold it together.
Be too sexy.
Oh, yeah. What, on the shower?
Yeah. in a little bikini.
Little white bikini. They're just soiled. Looks like tea bags.
Irish flag. Like, green, white. And
every time he farts, a little Irish flag pops out.
All right, Ruth. I'll do the task on my own. Well, darling, actually, the public did vote for you. It is your task. Oh, no! I'll do it myself! Oh, they actually did ask you. They said it was you. No!
Someone's going to get murdered on this.
Definitely, there's going to be a death. Definitely.
I mean, the tasks have got to get more dangerous. One, the creatures that they have to eat should be have fangs and be able to bite them back.
Yeah. Well, Christopher Biggins should have designed them in a laboratory before.
Yeah. Little bum creatures.
Look at the bum Meganon!
Comes out of his ass.
Release the beast.
Okay. Flops it out.
Biggins releasing the beast.
You've got 24 hours, bye! And he just bungee cords off into the air.
Dying.
Into like a tiny little speck.
Yeah, a little star that he sits on. And then a camera keeps going on that star and he's going, oh, Jeff Brazier's up 6 points! But Danny Manito's down 5. Because you will get a load of people in the jungle. Have they announced who's going in?
There's a rumour Carol Vorderman might be one of them.
She'll get her duff-duffers out.
Her duff-duffers?
Yeah, her big pens.
Oh, I thought you meant her boobs.
No, she'll be like, okay, so if we divide the rations by half, duff-duff-duff, and we carry the one, and then duff-duff-duff, and then do that over, that's 2.1.95 on the road. Who would be the best people you think to have in I'm a Celebrity?
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Jeffrey and Bungle.
Jeffrey and Bungle.
That's a good idea.
I don't want to be any more testicles.
We've not even got off the plane.
They're brilliant.
I think Brian Streisand or Barbara Streisand would be good as well.
I am Brian Streisand.
Brian Streisand.
I'm Brian Streisand.
Cool on the Gang.
Hey, man! You want this violin? Let's take a walk together.
Is that cool? Keep everyone happy.
Do.
Wanna get down?
Do.
We're all happy. Bungles are going fucking
mad. Fucking yeah!
You need a chef, so I'm thinking Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, well, no, well. Just have a chef, just a chef.
Just a little chef.
Just the little chef.
Just literally a little chef who's like, I don't find that funny.
And then just to break it all and bring it all back down.
Yeah.
Bring the predator in.
Just ran the fire. but doing it really well. Just keeping the fire lit with this laser. Washing up
and everything.
Just like getting really pissed off with Jeff Brazier because he's done nothing. Oh, that's like Jabba the Hutt. Oh, maybe Jabba the Hutt in there.
Maybe the Jabba Hutt could be there. Just be shouting insults at people. Or Beggins could be like Princess Leia next to him, you know, like.
My master wants to know what you'll all be doing tomorrow on the Feast of the Jungle. And then suddenly they just release Eamon into the. Just at night. Fucking hell, I thought I'd come to the jungle. I thought I got away from him.
Hello, Kat.
Hiya, Ray.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you all right?
Yeah, of course I am. Ray Medallion, isn't it?
I know, but last week...
Yeah, that was very, very close indeed. But now I am absolutely safe as houses. We just got a connecting flight. We're just at Kabul at the minute in Afghanistan. And as you well know, this place is as safe as houses. Hang on, Kat. Bloody hell. It's a fucking Taliban, isn't it?
Oh, God.
They're attacking. I'll be back in a minute. Just 1 minute. Mandela, to the sky. Boy, get up in the rafters. Give me a parameter of what's going on. I'll just be with you in a minute. I'm just going to put the mobility scooter on full lock, whack it in reverse, and turn the Gatling guns on now. Well, as I spin round very fast, just killing everybody, Kat, how is your general fitness and well-being?
It's all good.
Yeah?
I have got a question for you.
Yeah?
I find in these winter months, with the weather being quite cold and horrible, my skin's getting a bit dry.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Sorry, just had to stab someone. He got a bit too close. Go on.
Have you got any top tips for keeping skin smooth and soft in these winter months?
Mandela, to the west. Boy, east. Yes. It was to keep yourself, what, sorry?
How to keep my skin nice and soft.
How to keep your skin nice and soft. A lot of people, excuse me, Kat. A lot of people apply creams like they're going out of fashion. Now, one of the biggest things about the body is it perspires. And if you really want to get your skin up to scratch, as it were, as it will be, I would... oily fishes, Kat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's your diet, my doll, that keeps your skin lovely and elasticity and all that jazz that keeps it up. A load of people put it on the outside, it's only going to dissipate. You want to change something, put it on the inside.
That's such a good thought.
It is. Wait a minute, Kat. Yeah. It is, and it's a misconception, and really, all the consumerism and all out there, they want you to bury yourself in it, love, but really, it comes from within.
Okay, I remember that. Yeah. So what, is that like a smoked mackerel, are we on about?
You don't necessarily have to go down a smoked route. I mean, that can make for a very smelly house, but you definitely want to up your fishage. Anything with oils in it, also peanuts have a great amount of oil in it, as long as you're not one of these fucking duds who suffers from anaphylactic shock, all that. I mean, I'm not fucking saying anything, but how about we just do one year where everybody who's got nut allergies, just leave them alone, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they go out, they die out of the gene pool. Don't really matter, does it, you know? Fucking harbouring all these mugs and fucking like chewing up the NHS and all that shit. Get them out of the way.
Yeah, I think you've got a point there.
I've got a point. Anyway, listen, 1 minute, Kat. Yeah. They're all dead. Yeah, mate, yeah. He's just picking up the rest of these bodies. Another failed attack by the Taliban. I don't know why they just don't do one.
I was wondering, have you had any modifications done on your mobility scooter?
Yeah, I got the twin Gatling guns on the front there, ex-Russian commissioned. They're brilliant. There is an electronic pin. I don't know if you know much about firearms, but a lot of what slows a gun down is the pin moving back and forward, hitting the actual bullet. This is an electronic ignition, so I can send off several thousand shots in one go.
Blimmin' heck.
Yeah. Decimate. Small villages. Anybody's asking for it. Oh, hang on, Kat. Oh, fucking hell. It's another attack, isn't it? I'm out of ammo. Mandela, to the east. Boy, to the west. Dougie, what do you reckon?
We're done for, mate. We can't hold up.
Yep. Listen, Kat, fuck it, we're not going to last an attack here, mate. I've done as good as I can. I've waylaced a load to the tea towel heads, but they're still all over the place. Can't do much with it. So,
the
big boys
now?
Are coming in now. Put the gun down, Dre. Put the gun down. All right, yeah. Mambo, jambo. Django, Django, all that jazz. Listen, Kat, we've been captured by the bloody Taliban, haven't we?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're just loading me and the fucking mobility scooter into the back of one of their Suzuki Vitaras.
Get on the bus.
Fucking Vitara.
On the bus.
I mean, give us one, will you? This is supposed to be multiple fucking multiple terrain vehicle, but do one. So, listen, I've got to go, but, yes, Bumbo, Jumbo, Django, Django, fucking hell. You know, I just want to get back to the precinct and watch Vlog It. I've got 49 episodes backed up. But I'll be in contact. Yes.
Oh, God, I hope you're going to be all right, Ray.
I will be. I mean, I'm Ray Medallion, aren't I?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'll speak to you later.
All right, take care,
Ray Medallion.
Get off. Whatever.
Welcome to Cat's Corner this week.
I like it. You're getting all like...
You're pro.
You're getting like a hostess with it.
Get my prof head on here.
Yep.
Well, today, I believe, is the 4th of November, which is a Friday.
The 4th yes. of November.
Which is...
Which that is famous song.
Yes. The 4th of November, November. Yes, that's a lovely Sorry, song. And that's the day before Bonfire Night, right?
Yes, Bonfire Eve.
Now, there is something that we used to do in Leeds. Just shoehorning Leeds in.
I knew we couldn't get past it.
And I don't know if it's Leeds or if it's Yorkshire, but the 4th of November always, always is Mischievous Night. What? Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so you don't know about it.
No.
So as a kid, you are allowed to, on Mischievous Night, just go crackers in the streets. Oh, you are basically encouraged to go out with eggs and flour
Bricks.
And... not violent Leeds, stuff, but you're allowed to pelt people's doors with eggs and cat shit through their letterboxes.
Hang on. You're allowed?
Yeah, because it's Mischievous Night. And, you know, if you were strong enough, they used to, like, rock, you know, those minibuses and, like, put them upside down and stuff like that. And
this,
it's a real
This sounds like a riot.
It
literally does just sound like a riot.
Justification for a riot.
Did anybody, like... break into JD Sports?
No, it wasn't like that. Okay. It was just healthy.
Quick, get some trainers.
Fun.
Get some Crocs.
Get some discount trainers. The world's ending.
But I just wanted to check out with you to see if you'd first ever heard of Mischievous Night.
No, it sounds like The Purge. That film. You've seen
the
it
purge.
Where you're... The Purge. My favourite film. which I starred in, wrote, directed, and played every single person.
Casted yourself.
Yeah. I played the boobs.
Right,
no, it sounds like The Purge. What is that? It's weird.
So I had a quick look up on the internet, and it is a day, but I don't know why it's not. It's only particular to Leeds and to Yorkshire, why it's not gone further than that, because it's a proper hoot.
Yeah, I should imagine so. Yeah, well, as you turn buses upside down, I'm quite sure about that one.
Got handy for public transport.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, if on Mischievous Night you had the same rules that I did as a kid, what mischievous stuff would you two get up to?
Just used to smash people's windows and stuff like that.
No, what would you do now?
That's a normal night.
Yeah. Not setting people's houses on fire, Laurie, or breaking and entering. But what cheeky, mischievous stuff would you get up to now, if you could?
If I could?
Get away with it, like, right, yeah. Proper.
Well, if I could, what
it's Mischievous Night, Your Honour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What, as a kid or now?
Now.
I don't know, going in people's houses?
Or just walk in. with your crystal.
Yeah, just walking into their houses. And,
watch this. You jump.
Just like...
Yay!
See you later, losers.
Getting into all their, like, clothes for bedtime, sitting in the front room, watch the TV, and then they come in after work. They go, what are you doing here? I'm saying, Mischievous Night.
Mischievous Night, innit?
Yeah.
Shit on the carpet as well. I've smashed all your windows. Happy Mischievous Night.
Well, the curtains are blowing in from the wind and that.
Yes, really. Absolutely freezing.
Yeah.
She's an old age
I'm
pensioner.
Just in her dressing gown.
Like, what's your problem, Granny?
Yeah.
It's Mischievous Night.
That sounds great.
You just walk out with her telly. Mischievous Night.
And all their jewellery.
Yeah.
And all their lively pension thing.
Yeah, pension book. See ya.
What would you do, Terry?
Oh,
Mischievous Night.
It's Mischievous Night, innit?
So, Laurie, you'd just dress up in all women's clothes.
Yeah.
And do a bit of robbing.
I'd just go in people's houses.
Oh, I'd do what dogs do when they get their blocked nodes and that. I would just drag my bum along the streets. right outside your house.
Our house.
Yeah.
Any
it's
house.
Mischievous Night.
I could get you in on my act. You could come in, wipe your ass on their carpet.
I'd just be going in circles on the carpet when they come in, look at Laurie's like covered in like their sweets. He's eating a whole packet of biscuits they've sucked.
Yeah, dressed in their clothes, watching the TV.
It's Mischievous Night. What's he doing?
He's just wiping his ass.
Making crop circles.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Brown crop circle.
See, if I did it more than once, might get a bit boring, so we'd have to change it up a bit.
Well, we hit the old people's home. Then we can get a lot of them at once.
It's John Locke, yeah.
They'll probably go, oh, Seraph's ever so good. He puts his legs in the air and wraps his bum up the carpet.
Could play a trumpet to keep him entertained.
Just as
you're wiping your ass on the carpet.
Tell you what, this is not as easy as it looks.
Yeah.
Carpet burning. The next day, just my little bum in a ice cup. Oh, she had a really thick rug. It's murdering me.
I tell you what I used to do is ring people up and go, is Mr. Wall there, please?
No.
You know.
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and then all emergency services.
Or call the emergency services for the next door neighbour.
Yeah.
Or,
It was pretty hard for us as, like, guys in their 40s to pick socially acceptable things we can do. Go on.
What about ringing back your phone? You used to be able to put a number in your phone and it'd ring you back, and then you'd like leg it and your mum would answer it. Yes. She'd go, hello? Hello?
The time sponsored by Accurate.
Yeah.
And you'd go, I fucking nailed it this week. She's like, that just cost me 50p, you little bastard. Yeah. Put your pants on and get off my fucking carpet. It's brown anyway, Terry. No one notices.
It's Stephen!
Cops turn up and go, we'll find him. Just follow the trail. It's like only halfway down the street.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh. It was a good idea at the time.
You know, you just reminded me on Mischievous Night. One night in Mischievous Night, back a long time ago.
Take this crystal, son.
The staff down at the pub were drinking what's that green stuff called?
Absinthe.
Absinthe. And they were a girl and a couple of boys, and they'd finished work.
2:15 or?
2:15.
2:22.
And they got on the absinthe, and the landlord said, oh, you just carry on and come down in an hour or whatever. And he came down about an hour and a half later. And one of them was just slumped on the thing. And they cleaned this whole bottle, right? They'd drunk it all. He was slumped over the counter, kind of like... landlord said, you're right, John, you know. And he goes, he's just out of it. And you know what absinthe's like?
Yeah,
it's poison, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's Jeeves now.
And then kick a granny.
And he says, where's Tony? He says, Tony's on the floor over there. He just pointed at him and he was just collapsed on the floor, being sick on himself. And then he says, where's Susan? Because there was a girl with them and she just wasn't there. And they were like, I don't know. So landlord walked outside, couldn't see her. Walked up the road. She was halfway up the road here, up the high street, and she'd been trying to walk home on her knees, but with her face on the floor.
What?
So she was walking along with her face.
You're going to have to draw this.
Yeah.
Because that is weird.
And he picked her up, and all her face was like grazed from just being on the floor, basically, pushing her head up the high street, basically.
Fuck.
Mischievous!
Yeah!
I don't drink absinthe, kids.
My friend brought some back, and you're supposed to put sugar in it, and
sugar cube, and it
intensifies it. The girl I was with, the girl that was with another person, her boyfriend was like so embarrassed because she stopped being able to string sentences together, which is what I'm doing. Yeah, and she was like going, and it was like we'd only had two, and then she was at the end of the garden throwing out, and he was like, I'm sorry about this. Brilliant. She's going,
so we've had loads of people chat to us on socialisation channels.
Socialisation.
And
across the nation.
Sean.
I know it sounds like I'm just saying this, and I am just saying it, but the people that follow us are bloody brilliant.
Yeah, they are.
Really bloody brilliant. So thank you all for your lovely reviews that you've written.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you so much, because listen, in this world, to actually like stop and give a review is like excellent, because there's just too much in it. It's like when The AA rang me up the other day and said,
"Can you take part in this quick survey? Press 1.
And I was like, "No, fuck that. I'm not doing
but
it.
But you.
But thank you so much for doing it.
Yeah, it does mean an awful lot. And also, I love talking to you a lot on social media, I hope you realise. And special shout outs this week to Lisa Osborne, who's a new follower.
Lisa Osborne.
She shared with me a lovely picture of her cat, Necco, who's a black cat who had a witch's hat on it.
Necco.
Which was nice, which lovely. I think is Chinese for cat or Japanese for cat.
Sure, was it named after Steven Seagal's character, Necco? Oh, it was Necco, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you name this cat after me?
And then also Mrs. Brommers.
Who?
Mrs. Brommers, or as I call her, Brommer Lomma Ding Dong.
This is like Grand Jill.
Mrs. Brommers.
She's ever so sweet. She's got glasses and she looks really cool. She's the kind of person that I'd probably hang out with.
Oh,
anyway, she sent us a picture.
She's from Leeds.
She's from the north. She's from the north. She's
from beyond the wall, then. Yeah,
to the side. But she's all right. But she sent us a picture of Eamon as a ghost. Which she did all by herself, which is great. And then lastly, Sarah Princess Sims, who I think is one of our other followers, his wives or something. Anyway, she explained that she listens at breakfast to us. So sometimes when we talk about poos and wees, it doesn't go down very well. Puts her right up for sausages.
Sausages in the morning.
Oh, she's very fancy, that one. But yeah, thanks to all of you. Loads more people contact us than that. But yeah, they're the new ones. But we do heart you.
Yeah, thank you so much for going out of your way and doing that sort of stuff. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and do keep in touch with us on socialisation. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I was going to say LinkedIn, but forget that. We're not on that.
Yeah. I don't get LinkedIn.
It's stupid.
Everyone's on it.
Yeah, but they don't do anything on there. They're
just like, check me out. I've done like fucking 5 contracts.
Exactly. They're like,
I'm Don Lamont.
Self-employed for myself.
Yeah, yeah, this is forever. Someone else's opinion I'm sharing. Doesn't that make me great?
Yeah.
So that's that.
I'm 6 places this week. It's the LinkedIn chart.
Managing Director, Biscuits Limited.
Biscuits Limited, smashing the way for a new generation of biscuit eaters. It's down 4 places. I really miss that.
Yeah.
I miss the charts and the sense of occasion that it had. And the way that it was on a Thursday was a good, because it sort of gatewayed into the weekend. Made you feel like Thursday was the start of it all.
Yeah.
I mean, guaranteed it was hosted by a bunch of paedophiles, but apart from that.
That aside, yeah.
Just music going, he's supposed to be talking, he's just leching. Mm. What's your name? Do you like to disco dance?
Yeah. Disco dance. Yeah, I do. These roller skates off of me.
Sorry.
Hey, bring those back. Took them off for 5 fucking seconds, sir. I ask you to look at my, look after my fucking blades. They get nicked.
I don't care. It's mischievous night. I want my fucking
blades. It's fucking mischievous night, Cliff. I told you.
So, you got any more shout-outs to all these lunatics?
No, that's it. That's all
mates?
Done and dusted.
Thank
I love
you.
Our followers.
Okay. I won't cut.
No, you should take it and just echo it for about half an hour.
Yeah.
I love our followers. I love our followers.
We do. Thank you very much for listening. Bless you. If you like this, you can go back and listen to more. Unless you've listened to all of them, and then you're a winner.
Or, because you're a good friend, you might get your friend to listen too, because it's free, let's face it.
Yeah, gaffer tape some headphones on your mate. So stare there.
Lock her in the room, tie her hands together, legs, headphones, play When We Waffle. Every episode, and then...
Yesterday, very quickly, I watched... Carry On Doctor or Carry On Nurse.
Oh, matron.
The plot line was the bloke who says ding dong a lot, you know, hello. Yeah. He wanted to get a bunion cut off his foot because he wanted to get back and snog this girl. So they couldn't do it because they closed the thingy down. So Kenneth Williams said, well, I can do it. So they kidnap a nurse, tie her up in a bed, strip her, put her clothes onto the one with the thick-rimmed glasses who used to go, oh, well, I don't know. Yeah. And then they go into an operating theatre and try and cut it off.
That's all a bit...
Yeah, rapey.
It is, isn't it?
And then the nurse is like, oh, you lot. You kidnapped me, stripped me and put me in a bed.